Canada's Bianca Andreescu had a few words for the woman who ended her quest to defend her National Bank Open title on Thursday. "I told her she better win now," Andreescu said with a smile, describing her net side conversation with Ons Jabeur of Tunisia. The duo battled through two hotly contested sets Friday before Jabeur pulled away in the third for a 6-7, 5, 6-4, 6-1 third round victory. It was a marathon match that stretched out over nearly 4 hours, with two rain delays, two medical timeouts and 2 hours, 39 minutes spent on the court. Andreescu, the number 2 seed, saved 5 of 11 break points across the match and Jabeur hit 9 aces to secure her spot in the quarterfinals. "I'm super disappointed in how I played," said Andreescu, a 21-year-old native of Mississauga, Ont. "But at the same time, Ons played super well. And I tried to play my best with what I had today." Still, her frustration with the loss was palpable. "I know I could have won this tournament again. Expletive, happens," said the world number 8. "I know that I'm going to bounce back." Jabeur was broken early in the first set but jumped out to a 5-3 lead, and Andreescu was forced to work her way back with a combination of powerful serves and smartly placed returns. The tiebreak saw Jabeur send 3 balls into the net and attempt another return as she slid to the ground, sending a shot high and wide. Andreescu appeared to win the set with a shot down the line before the chair umpire called for a review. The video replay showed the shot falling just wide. A long return from Jabeur sealed the hour-long set. Each woman won 2 breaks and had an ace across the frame. Andreescu took a brief medical timeout during the set break to get treatment on her foot. Then, heavy rain soaked the court midway through the second set, forcing an extended delay with Jabeur up 3-2 but Andreescu ahead 40-0 in the sixth game. Jabeur, the world number 22, used the break to look at stats with her team and find ways to improve her game. "I wanted to see what I was doing wrong because I knew it was very close," she said, adding that focusing on her first serve made a big difference. After the nearly hour-long break in play, Andreescu held her serve to pull even at 3-3. It was a physical second set, with both players making mad dashes across the court to keep the ball in play. A medical timeout forced another delay after Andreescu slipped and fell well below the baseline, apparently injuring her left foot. She stayed down on the court for several moments before getting up and limping to her chair where medical staff provided treatment. "There's always something," said Andreescu, who has battled a variety of injuries since winning the tournament, formerly known as the Rogers Cup, back in 2019. "I don't know. I don't understand." After having her big toe taped up, the Canadian returned to the baseline to serve and quickly knotted the set at 4-4. Another sprinkling of rain provided yet another delay, with ball boys and girls using towels to dry the court's lines before play resumed and Jabeur took the second set. The boisterous crowd of about 5,000 erupted in applause with every point Andreescu scored, but a smaller contingent, many draped in Tunisian flags, eagerly voiced their support for Jabeur, too. "There was a crazy battle, both on the court and in the stands," Jabeur said with a smile. She noted that the DJ even scrounged up some Tunisian music that made he laugh during a break between games. "It felt like home," she said. Jabeur will face Jessica Pegula in the quarterfinals on Friday. She won the battle of 2 American qualifiers against Danielle Collins, 6-4. 3-6, 7-5, in a match that didn't start until after 11 p.m. local time. Earlier on Thursday, Canadian Rebecca Marino saw her remarkable run at the tournament come to an end with a third-round 6-1, 6-3 loss to number 1 seed Aryna Sabalenka of Belarus. The 30-year-old wildcard entry from Vancouver made it through to the round of 16 with upset wins over number 16 seed Madison Keys and Spain's Paula Badosa, the world number 31. "It didn't matter who I was going to play. I just wanted to leave it all on the court and give it my best shot," Marino, ranked 220th in the world, told reporters after the loss. "In my heart, I feel like I belong with these players, I belong at this level. And I feel the results demonstrated that. I'm glad I got to show everyone how I play." High-level tennis isn't new to the Canadian. She had a career-high number 38 WTA ranking back in 2011, but stepped away from the sport for nearly 5 years to deal with depression. She fell behind early in Thursday's match, with Sabalenka saving four break points to cruise to a 5-0 lead in the first set. Sabalenka, the world number 3, knew coming in that Marino serves well and tries to force her opponents wide. She also knew there was little on the line for the underdog. I was trying to not give her any opportunities to come back in the match or even to put any pressure on me. I was kind of aggressive from the beginning to the end, Sabalenka said. It's dangerous to play against players who have nothing to lose. Marino came out strong in the second set with a pair of aces and held her serve through the first six games. But she struggled with break points, going 0-for-5 across the 59-minute match. I'm a little disappointed with today, but overall, if I look at the grand scheme of the week, I think there's a lot of positives I can take from this experience and I'm really proud of myself, she said. Sabalenka will face number 8 seed Arina Azarenka, also of Belarus, in the quarterfinals on Friday. The next round will also see Spain's Sara Sarribes Tormo take on number 4 seed Karolina Pliskova of the Czech Republic, and Italy's Camilla Giorgi battle number 15 seed American Corey Gauff. At the men's tournament in Toronto, Stefanos Tsitsipas had a memorable 23rd birthday on Thursday. The number 3 seed celebrated the milestone with a 6-2, 6-3 win over Russia's Karen Khachanov to advance to the quarterfinals. The crowd wasn't about to let Tsitsipas' big day fade into the background after the win, serenading him with "Happy Birthday," as he was presented with a white sheet cake decked out with fresh fruit. The best feeling. One of the best feelings you can experience on a tennis court, Tsitsipas, the world number 3, said after the match. I'm glad they remembered. The Greek tennis pro was dominant against Khachanov, saving both of his break points and winning 74% of his total service points. He'll face Casper Ruud of Norway in the quarterfinals on Friday. The pair met at the Madrid Open in May, with Ruud taking a straight sets victory in the round of 16. Top seed Daniil Medvedev of Russia cruised into the next round with a 6-2, 6-4 win over Australia's James Duckworth Thursday and will face the number 7 seed Hubert Hurkacz of Poland in quarterfinal action. American qualifier John Isner beat number 4 seed Andrei Rublev of Russia on Thursday and will face France's Gael Monfils, the number 11 seed, in the next round. The quarterfinals will also pit number 10 seed Roberto Bautista Agut of Spain against American Riley Opelka. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 12, 2021. Gemma Carson-Smith, the Canadian Press.